Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rez11, and you can find me on X at Rez11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 11th of August. We have a 13-game main slate on tap for us. Going to try to take a look at our weather station, see if it's been updated yet this morning. We do have some nice options at the top. Bringing up weather station on the other monitor. Hasn't been updated yet, so we'll have to pay attention to some weather later today. So let's just dig in with the games themselves. Corbin Burns at the top, a -170 road favorite here. Been really solid. K's have come down since his back-to-back double-digit K performance games. Walks have come up. Obviously, a little worrisome there. Did get an extra day of rest as well. Being at 11-2, it's a little annoying. But he's certainly somebody that's capable of putting up a dominant performance, especially against a White Sox team that's underachieving, giving up. I'm not really sure how to describe them. Really just needs to avoid Luis Robert at this point. Blake Snell, a -165 favorite, taking on the D-backs. Fantasy point wise has been worse on the road. K rate wise, far worse, higher walk rate. Just hasn't been picking up the W's. Obviously, if he picked up a few more W's, he'd be very similar in home road fantasy points. Coming off a decent start against the Dodgers, he's thrown over 100 pitches per start in four straight, and what, 7 of 8? The issue is like that he's maxing out then at 6 innings. Obviously, walks are just way up. It's a huge issue. The D-backs are struggling, have been much of the second half. I think Snell has plenty of upside. I actually would put him above Corbin Burns right now for upside talk for my GPPs. Cheaper, and I just think he has, if everything comes together correctly, I think his ceiling is slightly above Corbin Burns. Now he's. I would put him in the far more volatile category, but we're building for upside. Think both guys are obviously perfectly fine. Luis Castillo pitching at home where he has been much stronger, K's, etc. Coming off of an atrocious start against the Angels, he's taking on a difficult Baltimore squad. But he is a -135 favorite in a game of just with a total of just 8. That's interesting to see. It is the lowest game total on the slate. It's not the greatest of matchups, but there is upside there. So right now he would probably make my pitcher pool, but if it comes to fading some guy at the top here, he's probably gonna be the first one that I remove. As I look down the list, I think there's a lot of pitchers that are in play. To be honest, so Castillo just might not make the cut for me, based on matchup and everything. But going to Andrew Abbott, I believe he's been rough on the road. His numbers have kind of evened out a little bit. K numbers are better on the road. Walk rate's higher, giving up far more hits. Is definitely a little worrisome. His last two starts have not been good. Walks are way up. Strikeouts are down. The Pirates just did a ton of damage against the Brewer or the Braves pitching staff. Cincinnati just a -115 road favorite here. I actually think I'm going to put Abbott behind Luis Castillo. So two guys that I don't mind playing, but I have a feeling I'm going to end up off of them as the day goes on. Charlie Morton against the Mets. The Mets have treated him pretty roughly this season. And he hasn't been overly sharp his last handful. A lot of walks, not a ton of strikeouts. But he is a minus 178 favorite. Game total is approaching 10, though. I don't think we miss out on a ton if we do go with the fade route on Charlie Morton. So right now I'm going to lean that direction. These are obviously solid names in this stretch. But, as I dig in more, the reason I look to fade some guys like this is because I feel like we can match their most likely return with some other guys. And then it allows me to take ownership numbers and spread them out to guys that I want more of, that I feel stronger about, so that I can go well overweight on our projected ownership. That's my main goal with my eight-man pool, is being able to go overweight on all eight guys when possible, which is the majority of the slates. Justin Verlander taking on the Angels. Plenty of strikeouts upside in the Angels lineup. Verlander isn't the strikeout guy this year, of previous years. But I do like the upside that he offers in this one. He's a minus 195 home favorite. Total of 8.5. So for me, Verlander's more intriguing than the three guys here above him. Jose Berríos against a hotter Cubs team, but he's been so good at home. He's been strong for a few weeks now, almost over a month. Obviously didn't quite get the quality start here, but a majority of his starts in the second half have basically been quality starts. I'm interested. I don't know how heavy I would go. He's a minus 160 favorite in this one. It's tough. We just haven't really been picking on the Cubs of late, with how their offense has been performing. But I think Berríos is in line for a decent start. I definitely would choose him over like Morton and Abbott and probably Castillo. But we're gonna have to make some decisions in this price range as the day goes on. Lance Lynn, two starts with the Dodgers. He's allowed 4 runs over 13 innings, 13 strikeouts, 24 plus DK points, roughly, averaging 24.05 or whatever it is. Has looked solid. We always knew that he wasn't really the guy that was just getting blown up all the time. Or shouldn't even say all the time, because he had strong starts. Like, it was really just, mid-20s in fantasy points or single digits. It's just a matter of time before things kind of straightened out. I've seen some metrics about his pitch usage since joining the Dodgers. I think they've focused on some different things and eliminated trying to do some other things, and I think it's working. Home runs are going to be an issue, but Colorado is obviously one of the weakest offenses in baseball. Lance Lynn is a minus 335 favorite. So I will be using plenty of Lance Lynn. Michael Kopech, I will be using because I pick on the Brewers with pitching. I've kind of strayed from that recently, and I've made mistakes doing that, thinking that they were just going to suddenly become a potent offense, and that's not the case. Home runs are an issue at home, but strikeouts are there. Look pretty good against Cleveland. Walks obviously were an issue. Walks have been an issue the last couple, and they are just an issue at times. But we go back to this stretch where he's just rock solid. That could certainly come up at any point. So I'm definitely interested in Kopech against the Brewers, even if it's against Corbin Burns. Reed Detmers, I'm not really going to be interested in Detmers. They've struggled in two starts against the Astros. Struggles on the road. Just not looking to use him against Houston. I do like him as a pitcher. I think he has tremendous upside whenever he figures things out. But I'm just not going to read Detmers. John Gray has been better on the road. Is familiar pitching in San Francisco. He is a -120 road favorite here. Just hasn't been sharp for a while. Just over 2 months now. I think it has to do with some injury issues, getting hit with a line drive, etc. I think at some point he's gonna have a bounce back start. Was decent last time out. Defense didn't really help him. It's a good spot. Obviously, the best pitcher's park in baseball. There are some strikeouts in the San Francisco lineup. His last two starts have been up, back up to six strikeouts after being way down. So I kind of like some of the trends here. Problem is they might keep him in the 80 pitch range, 80 to 85, you know. But I think John Gray is certainly an option. Not one that I'm going to go super heavy on. Chris Sale going to throw about four innings today. So for me, that kind of takes him out. I'm just not going to do it. I feel like if we look into some of his previous injury returns throughout his career, you know, we'll have to dig into it. Even to begin the season, he was injured. He does have some rough debuts, if I remember correctly. So it's more of a wait and see with Chris Sale. It is a good matchup, but getting just four innings of Chris Sale just does not intrigue me at all. Skubal, Boston is a -160 favorite in this game. Skubal has not been strong on the road, but he's only made two road starts. I don't mind him. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but we know that Boston's main lineup is very left-hand heavy. And obviously Skubal forces them into some platoons, or puts them in at a disadvantage. So I think Skubal has upside. I just don't think we're going to go there. Didn't realize I skipped over Kyle Gibson. Struggled with Seattle the first time he faced them. He's been better on the road, which is definitely intriguing. Low game total. There's plenty of K upside in the matchup with Seattle, so I'm certainly interested in Kyle Gibson this evening. I actually think I'm more interested in him than John Gray, which is crazy considering he's pitching in San Francisco. Sanchez against Minnesota. Plenty of K upside in this matchup. Looked atrocious last time out, but has had some strong starts, especially against a difficult Baltimore squad. I'm intrigued enough that I think I'm going to keep him in my pool as like the eighth man in, no matter where I end up cutting things off, just because that K upside against this Minnesota squad is too great to ignore. I do not see a Vegas total yet for this game. Going down the list, I'm not really going to use Oviedo, I don't think. Excuse me. Kind of alternated every other start over the last couple weeks in terms of fantasy points. Well, actually, four out of five. I was thinking this was a single digit one. So he's throwing the ball well. Maybe I'm gonna have to dig in a little more and look at the recent trends for the Cincinnati bats. But he's certainly possible. Right now, I prefer Sanchez over Oviedo. Anyways. Not really interested in anybody else coming down this list. Dallas Keuchel, no, just not any strikeouts. So yeah, there's not nobody really down below. So there we have it. There's kind of the first look at my potential pitching pool for today. This 13 gamer. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.